A plan to create a matching small donor public campaign finance system for statewide elections is included in Governor Cuomo's budget, and it has some support in the Democratic-led state Senate. Supporters of the measure rallied at the Capitol to urge passage in the state budget. In the meantime, many politicians, including Cuomo, have not stopped holding fundraisers using the current rules, where limits on donations are more generous than in other states. That custom came under fire when the New York Times reported on a private, under-the-radar fundraiser held by Cuomo 2 weeks before the budget was due. The top ticket was $25,000, and many groups with interests at stake in the budget attended. Cuomo's budget director was also at the fundraiser.
We're here because as we were sitting in the chamber,
freshman Senators Alessandra Biaggi and Senator Jessica Ramos and recently elected Assemblywoman Yulee Niu called a press conference to accuse Cuomo of being a hypocrite. Biaggi, who says she and the others ran for election on a platform that included getting big money out of politics, says the event upset her.
Show me another example in another state where there is a governor during the budget process raising $25,000 a ticket, a plate. When you think about what's going on right now, I mean, I represent a district where in one small portion of it, in Mount Vernon, there are 1,000 homeless children in the streets, okay? We have an opioid epidemic that is outrageous. There are schools in my district that don't have crayons, and we have $25,000 tickets? Are you kidding me?
Governor Cuomo did not respond personally to the accusations, but his aides reacted angrily to reporters and on social media. Cuomo's senior advisor, Rich Azzopardi, said the three lawmakers are the hypocrites who should take a look in the mirror. He also used a vulgarity about the women when speaking to reporters. And he says the Democratic Senate Campaign Committee has scheduled a fundraiser for later in April, where the top ticket is also $25,000. Biaggi and Ramos also held fundraisers earlier this year with lower price tickets. Ramos' $250 a person event was in Albany. Ramos, whose fundraiser, like Cuomo's, was also chronicled in the Times, says she was selective about the donors that she accepted money from.
I rejected somebody's check and returned it because his value set does not align with mine, right? He is someone who works for a law firm that continuously works against workers who are trying to organize a union. That is not something I support. I do not need his money.
The three lawmakers say they've been told by older legislators that they should not rock the boat over campaign finance reform and that they may come to appreciate the present system, which allows lawmakers to receive generous contributions from donors. Assemblywoman Niu holds the seat once held by former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver. He's facing a prison term after conviction on corruption charges that partly stemmed from campaign donations.
So many people will say stuff like, oh, well, you know, you guys came in on this kind of system and like you'll appreciate it later, or like, you know, once you have a little bit more seniority. But we're actually here to change the system. Yeah. The reason why we wanted a seat at the table is to change the system. Sure. The reason why we're here is to change the system. And yes, we had to follow their rules when we came to the system and we got a seat at the table. But to change the table, where you have to sit at
the table.
Right.
The strongest resistance to adopting public campaign financing comes from the Democratic-led State Assembly, where Speaker Carl Hastie has expressed reservations. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.